Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Saturday, April 21, 2018 is Neferkarkakai. Neferkarkakai, known in Greek as Neferchires, Nu Epsilon Phi Epsilon Rho Chi Rho Eta Sigma, was an ancient Egyptian pharaoh, the third king of the 5th dynasty. Neferkar was the eldest son of Seher with his consort Merenepti, known as Rainfore, before he came to the throne. He acceded the day after his father's death and reigned for 8 to 11 years, sometime in the early to mid-25th century BCE. He was himself very likely succeeded by his eldest son, born of his queen Khentgus II, the prince Rainfore be who would take the throne as King Neferfer. Neferkar fathered another pharaoh, Nusairini, who took the throne after Neferfer's short reign and the brief rule of the poorly known Shepseskar. Neferkar was acknowledged by his contemporaries as a kind and benevolent ruler, intervening in favor of his courtiers after a mishap. His rule witnessed a growth in the number of administration and priesthood officials, who used their expanded wealth to build architecturally more sophisticated mastabas, where they recorded their biographies for the first time. Neferkar was the last pharaoh to significantly modify the standard royal titulary, separating the nomen or birth name from the praenomen or throne name. From his reign onwards, the former was written in a cartouche preceded by the son of Ra epithet. His rule witnessed continuing trade relations with Nubia to the south and possibly with Byblos on the Levantine coast to the north. Neferkar started a pyramid for himself in the royal necropolis of Abusir, called Bonneferkar, meaning Neferkar is a Ba. It was initially planned to be a step pyramid, a form which had not been employed since the days of the 3rd dynasty circa 120 years earlier. This plan was modified to transform the monument into a true pyramid, the largest in Abusir, which was never completed owing to the death of the king. In addition, Neferkar built a temple to the sun god Ra called Setabur, that is site of the heart of Ra. Ancient sources tell that it was the largest one built during the 5th dynasty, but as of the early 21st century it has not yet been located. After his death, Neferkar benefited from a funerary cult taking place in his mortuary temple, which had been completed by his son Nusairini. This cult seems to have disappeared at the end of the Old Kingdom period, although it might have been revived during the 12th dynasty of the Middle Kingdom, albeit in a very limited form. In all probability, it was also around this time that the story of the papyrus Westcar was first written, a tale where Userkaf, Seher and Neferkar are said to be brothers, the sons of Ra with a woman Redudjet. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 012 UTC on Saturday, April 21, 2018. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Neferkarkakai. This podcast is produced by Abulse May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Sharealike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTDPod on Twitter. Abulse May Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Sally. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.